thanks everyone for coming out today and happy May Day. Before I talk to you about Defend the Unions, Defend the CFMEU and what's happening in the CFMEU, I want to acknowledge that we're on Wurundjeri land, stolen land, and that our Aboriginal brothers and sisters in the CFMEU play a crucial role in our union. Members like Joel Shackleton, our Koori organiser, who at the moment is fighting against black cladding in our industry. For those who don't know, that's where companies pose as Aboriginal-owned businesses to gain contracts and push genuine Aboriginal workers out of those contracts. Defend the Unions, Defend the CFMEU, we're a rank and file group organising for the democratic control of our union back. But we're not just CFMEU rank and file members, we're rank and file members from a whole load of unions and also community members who support us, who see that what's happening to the CFMEU, the administration that we've been put under, and the legislation brought forward by the Labor government affects every trade unionist. If it happens to us, it can happen to any union deemed too militant. Since the beginning of administration, we have seen the sacking of our officials. Officials like Esther, who is an incredible organizer, who was removed from her position for her political views. And being a removed person isn't just losing your job, it means you have no right of appeal, no right for an unfair dismissal case, and you're banned from representing workers for the rest of your life. And today, in New South Wales, our comrades would be usually march on the 1st of May, but they've been told not to march today by the administrator and by the Fair Work Commission. They've been told that if they disrupt anything today, that there'll be penalties, both civil and criminal. Mark Irving, the administrator, claims that he works for CFMEU members. That's bullshit. Repeatedly, we request that he tells us what money he's spending, what members' money he's spending, and it falls on deaf ears. Every request that the members make to him, he ignores. He never speaks to any members. He doesn't represent members. So, to everyone here, please show your support for our union during this time. Come to our events. We meet every second Wednesday of the month at the MUA building. Speak to your unions. Put up motions at your branch meetings in support of the CFMEU. And for those of you in unions whose leadership is towing the ACTU line and the Labor Party line, push them to support us, because this has divided us. We should be a united movement of workers, and we're not. So, our next meeting is on the 14th of May. And we'll be talking about the Patrick's dispute there, and we have some amazing speakers from that time. So please come along 6 o'clock at the MUA building on the 14th. All right, thank you.
My name is Pippin. We are from Melbourne Bergerak, and I'm also a member of Indonesian Campus Workers Union in Indonesia. We acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and pay our respect to the elders past and present. comrades. Today, on May 2025, we rise in solidarity. We stand not only for fair wages or better contracts. We rise because capitalism, oligarchy, and militarism continue to crush working people across the border. Today is May Day, a day to fight, a day to remember that the power of workers does not come from the bosses or the parliament. It comes from the streets, from the strikes, from solidarity. We, Melbourne Bergerak, declare our full support for Aliansi Gebrak in Indonesia, who have refused to join the state-sponsored May Day event at Monas, attended by President Prabowo, the human rights violator. Because there is no unity with those who repress, who exploit and abandon the working class. The audacity that Prabowo claimed himself as a representation of working class is unacceptable. We from Melbourne Bergerak stand in full solidarity with our comrades in Gebrak, the Militant Workers Alliance in Indonesia. The yellow unions, as the legacy of Suharto's regime, ties their hands with the oppressor, with Prabowo regime. These are not unions of resistance, but unions of compromise. While they praise power, progressive unions, as we speak today, are silenced, blocked, and even driven out from their own protest. That's a betrayal from the Yellow Workers Union in Indonesia. There's no unity with those who fire workers, destroy the environments, or send the police to beat up protesters. There's no place for political stage shows in the labor movement. Our struggle is not for media stunts or elite deals. It's for real change, for a better society all over the world. We do not need a state-managed political show. We need resistance. Real unions are born from struggle, not deals with those human rights violators, general. That's why we're here today, because we need a fighting union movement, one that dares to strike, dares to speak, and dares to win. Not the union that kneels, not one that sells out. And right now, as we speak, the same Prabowo regime wants to give Suharto, a dictator who crushed workers' uprising, the title of national hero. Shame! We say no! As you can see, today we brought Wiji Tukul poster in here. Wiji Tukul was a poet. He was a fighter, a workers' organizer. But then he was forcibly disappeared by that regime. His voice threatened them, so they tried to erase him. As we can see, we have Marsina. She's the woman workers' union leader in Indonesia who killed brutally by the military in May 1993. And we still wait for the justice. Not a place for a hero. The name Suharto is the violator as a national hero. But then they actually failed. Because today we carry his words. We carry his fire. We're not afraid. Only one word. In every single oppression, Wiji Tukul left us one legacy. In every single oppression, only one word that we say. It is fight back. And in Indonesia, we say it as lawan. So I would like to invite you when I say lawan, say lawan. Hanya satu kata, lawan. Hanya satu kata, lawan. Hanya satu kata, lawan. From the river to the sea. Thank you very much.
Let's hear it again for Comrade Pippin and for Bergerak Melbourne. The struggle continues in Indonesia, in Iran, in Palestine, and also in the Philippines. I'd like to invite Gerald, the Secretary General of Anak Bayan, to come and talk to us about the struggle of workers in the Philippines as we mark May Day. Over to you, Gerald. One struggle, one fight.
Workers of the world unite.
One struggle, one fight.
Workers of the world unite.
Happy May Day, comrades. Before I start, I would like you all to do a chant with me, a Filipino chant from the Filipino working class. When I say, Uring manggagawa, you say, Hukbong mapagpalaya. Okay? That means the working class is the army of liberation. Okay? The Filipinos will lead you. Uring manggagawa! Uring manggagawa! Comrades, as some of us know, one of the most pressing and urgent issues confronting the Filipino workers is the looming threat of imperialist war. The United States is currently conducting its annual Balikatan exercises in the Philippines right now, strategically conducting them in the northernmost part of the country, close to Taiwan. This year's Balikatan exercises is the largest to date, with 14,000 troops headed by the United States. Australia also sent a contingent of 150 ADF officers to the Balikatan exercises in a show of its subservience to US imperialism and its own interests in the region. This type of warmongering with China extends to the US insistence on a military solution to the West Philippine Sea issue over a diplomatic solution. We all know too well who will suffer should the imperialist war go ahead. It won't be the people who have reoriented our economy towards exporting our products for dirt while making us dependent on expensive imports. It won't be the people who killed more than 1 million Filipinos in their war of occupation just within the last century. It won't be the people whose decisions are made in ivory towers, who see the poor as cannon fodder, who will be condemned in the hellfire of war. It will be our families, ordinary Filipinos, who will have to pay for the appetite of destruction and expansion. It will be Filipino workers who for centuries have been forced to create products for the consumption of empire instead of producing for their daily needs, who will again be offered as the disposable little brown brother of the United States. The complicity of the Australian government in perpetuating American domination in the Philippines should not be missed. It is your tax dollars being sent to the fascist Filipino government in the form of Australian military aid, and it is imperative that workers in Australia stand in solidarity with the Filipino proletariat, because the threat of imperialist war is not only a threat to Filipino workers, it is a crisis awaiting the workers of the world, because it will be you and your children that they will send to war, not the children of Albanese and Peter Dutton. Let us be clear that the key to stopping the imperialist war lies in our organized strength, as well as our support to those fighting in the front lines. There is a strong and steadfast revolutionary movement in the Philippines which is determined to liberate the Filipino people from the clutches of imperialism, feudalism, and bureaucrat capitalism. We must support the militant revolutionary efforts of the Filipino people in the face of imperialist aggression, while at the same time applying the most amount of pressure on the governments and regimes complicit in the suppression of the Filipino people. Day in and day out, solidarity formations and organizations for non-Filipinos to be in solidarity with the Filipino people are being established all around the world. The Philippine-Australia Solidarity Association is a great example of this. It is the task of internationalists within countries like Australia to support the Peasant Worker Alliance being built in the front lines against imperialism as we wage our own militant struggles. Long live international solidarity, workers of the world unite, mabuhay ang manggagawang Pilipino, organized, we are everything. Thank you.